Good morning. Today's Daf and Gittins, Chaf Vav. We are starting today at the Mishnah. Kosev Tof Se Gittin. So a quick reminder to everybody, there's the Tofes in the Torah. If Tofes of the Get is the template. That's the standard text that goes on to every document. Right? Here comes an official document. And there's a lot of writing on documents. Everyone knows. You have any kind of loan documents, so it's pages upon pages, and God knows, what are they writing in all those pages? Who knows? Who cares? It's a template. It's a standard template that exists in every document, so in halacha, we're going to call that the tofes. And then there's the tarif. Tarif, of course, is the critical information. It's the personal information. So in the case of a get, it's going to be the husband's name, the wife's name, where they're from. Any other personal information? Sure, date. The date is not min haTorah, it's min derabbanan, but still, that's personal information, personalized information. So anyway, so you have your standard text tofes, and you have the things that are critical for the get, and that's going to be the toref. Okay, so that is introductory note number one. Number two, again, a reminder, it comes up now in this third parak. It is essential to know the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. You have to know for the entire Masechta. But here specifically, for the third parak, it becomes essential information, and that is that what exactly is the mitzvah? I say the mitzvah. What is the critical factor of the get? What is creating the krisus of the get? So is it Eidei Chasimah, or is it Eidei Mesirah? And that is machlokes tanaim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Let's review. Let's refresh. According to Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasimah Karte, which means that according to Rabbi Meir, that which you write on the get, both the tofes and the taref are Hechsher Mitzvah. Okay, I've been calling it Hechsher Mitzvah from the beginning of the Masechta. I'm not sure if that's right. It doesn't matter. Right or wrong, it is not the Iker HaGet. It's not the Iker HaGet. Of course it's the Iker HaGet. But it's not what is creating Krisus. It's not what's facilitating the divorce. What is facilitating the divorce, according to Rav Meir, is two Adam signing on the bottom of the document. That is the Ksivas HaGet. Obviously, they have to be signing on something. They can't be signing on a blank piece of paper. That's why all the writing is like preparatory, or what I called Hechsher Mitzvah. So that means to say that according to Rav Meir, when the Torah says V'kasav La, so Rav Meir's understanding is that V'kasav La is going on the signing of the get. And therefore, obviously, according to Rav Meir, the signatures on the bottom of the get are absolutely necessary. They're not just necessary. It is what is fundamental to the get. It's what makes the get a get. That Shitas Rabbi Meir. And then Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's not the Eidei Chasimah Karte, it's the Eidei Mesirah Karte. Which means that according to Rabbi Elazar, two things. Number one, is that when the Torah says Vikas of Love, what is the Torah describing? The Torah is describing the text of the get. But now we get to even be more specific. When we say the text of the get, which part of the text? Are we talking about the Tofes or are we talking about the Taref? So really, the truth of the matter is that we're talking about the Taref. We're not talking about the Tofes. Why? Because the Tofes is a generic text that's written for everybody. In other words, that doesn't mean anything. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Tofes also is kind of like a Hechsher. Meaning, you know, we need a frame. We need a template. So fine. So that's the Tofes. But when the Torah says V'kas of Law, according to Rabbi Elazar, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Torah if I get. We're talking about the personalized information in the get. So when you're writing his name, her name, the date, where's she from, where's he from? So that is all personalized information that is essential for the get. Good. And that means, according to Rabbi Elazar, what about the signatures on the bottom of the get? Not necessary. Totally not necessary. Now, Rabbi Elazar will acknowledge that most of the time, a signature will be put on the bottom of the get, but that's a takana. That's a takana de Rabbanan. That's not that has nothing to do with the fundamental nature of the get itself. And then, what creates a krisus? Meaning, so now that we have the get written, so what creates a krisus? The handing of the get over from the husband to the wife in front of two edim, otherwise known as Eidei Mesirah. Good. So what we have over here is a really fundamental machlokes between Rav Elazar and Rav Meir. What is kares? According to Rav Elazar, it's Eidei Mesirah, and according to Rav Meir, it's Eidei Chasimah. As we have done over the Mishnayos of this third parak, and we're going to continue to do, is after every Mishnah, we're going to ask a simple question. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Is it Rav Elazar or is it Rabbi Meir? And we're going to answer that question. So we've done that before. We're going to do that again in today's daf as well. Okay, that's a lot of prep work. Not a lot. Five minutes. But that is prep work just before we start our Mishnah. And now we get to begin our Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins. HaKosev Tofse Gittin Starach She'anich Makom Ha'isha Makom Ha'isha Makom Hazman. So when writing Tofse Gittin, so again, Tofes means the template. That's the standard generic text. So what you have to do is you have to leave over the name. You have to leave space for the name of the man and the woman and the Zman. And the date of which today is. Shtari Milva, and let's do the same thing now for a loan document. So Tzarech Shianich, Makom Amava, Makom Alova, Makom Hamaos, Makom Azman. So again, you have to leave space. You have to leave space for the personalized information. And Shtari Mekach, and we're going to do this now a third time over in the Mishnah. And that is now we're looking at a regular sale document. So Tzarech Shianich, Makom Halokech, Makom Amocher. You have to look, you have to leave space for the buyer, the seller. Makom Hamaos, how much money are we talking about? Makom Hasada. So we have to also identify which field is being sold. Again, leave space for that. And Makom Hasman and the date as well. Okay? And then the Mishnah says, Mipnei HaTakana. Now, why are you leaving room for all these things? Because of Takana. We're going to leave that uninterpreted, meaning the word Takana obviously means it's some sort of rabbinic institution. What are we instituting? Why are we instituting it? Hold that question. That's coming up later in today's daf. So, what do we have right now in our Mishnah?
You need to say, so what, I don't understand what I mean. You have to leave the space. Does it mean to start writing the name? When you start writing the Getty, you write something else before?
The Mishnah over here is giving instructions to the Sofer. Right. Mr. Sofer, you want to go ahead and you want to rewrite the, you want to pre-write the get? Go for
it. You
can't
do that.
Go for it.
It's not to be lishma.
Again, all those questions are going to be answered. We're going to answer every one of those questions. We're just right now, the Mishnah is giving instructions to the Sofer. So, you want to pre-write the get? Go for it. You could write the toe face. You could write the entire, you can write the entire template. Just leave space for his name, her name, and the date. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah goes on. The Mishnah goes on. The Mishnah is going to give us two more opinions. Rabbi Yehuda posa b'kulan. So Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama. He says, no, posa b'kulan. By every star, so in every star, you must do more than just leave out the names and the date. We're going to come back to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in just a moment. And Rabbi Elazar machshir b'kulan. And Rabbi Elazar says that you can, you're allowed to do it by all chutz megitin hashem, with notable exception to gitin hashem, shenemra v'kasav la lishma, because the Torah says that you're going to be writing for her, and that's going to be lishma. Okay, so what do we have right now in our Mishnah? We have not one but three opinions in the Mishnah in terms of what is allowed for the sofer to pre-write. So we have first the opinion of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama will tell us that sofer can pre-write for every kind of document, both for a get document and for a financial document. And with every one of them leaving out the Torah, leaving out the personalized information. That sheet is Rebbe Lazar. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's posel b'kulan. You cannot pre-write anything, is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And then we have Shitas Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar of the Mishnah is a matir. He is a machshir b'kulam. He allows you to do everything, chutz megitin hashem, with the notable exception to gitin hashem. Now, a really important and interesting discussion is that Rebbe Lazar's position, the last position in the Mishnah, is the most lenient and allows you to do what? So for sure allows you to write the toefes. That part's clear. Does he also allow you to write the Toref as well? Now again, Gitei Nashim, the answer is no. But the outside of Gitei Nashim, does he allow you to write the Toref as well? So that is a debate between Rashi and Tosos. Okay, if time permitted, we would go much deeper into this debate between Rashi and Tosos over here. I'm presented this morning just with Rashi, but note to everybody that Tosos disagrees, and it's actually, this is a critical debate between Rashi and Tosos, because it's going to impact any financial document. According to Rashi, what Rebbe Lazar allows you to do is only to write the toface, not the toref. Again, we're talking about financial documents. By Gitei Nashim, you can't do it. But by other documents, you can write, according to Rashi, the toface, not the toref. Okay. Tosus disagrees, but again, that is a next level discussion in the Gemara that's just going to go beyond the scope of the daf. All right. So what do we have over here? We have in our Mishnah instructions for the sofer. What can you pre-write? So we have first Tanakhama, then Rabbi Yehuda, then Rebbe Lazar. Those are the three opinions of the Mishnah, and the Gemara starts off the discussion. Nam Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel, Tzarech Shianiach Af Makom Harei Ad Mutas L'Chol Adam. So the and Rebbe Lazar he Darma Edim Mistira Karte Ube Inan Ksiva L'Shma. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda quotes Shmuel, and Shmuel makes a couple of points. Number one, when the Mishnah says that you're going to be leaving out room for personalized information, I don't really mean personalized information. I really mean critical information. Mm-hmm. Information in the get that really gives it its fundamental nature as being a get, which includes not only the name of the husband, name of the wife, where they're from, and the date, but also includes the line of Hare at mutar sechal adam, you now become permitted to every man. Okay, which is a critical nature of the get.
Is it the same Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah?
It's no. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. Yeah. Oh. Right? Rabbi Yehuda the Amora, yeah, quoting his Rabbi Shmuel, who's commenting on the Mishnah. So point number one is that Hare at mutar sechal adam is not a tofes line, it's a toref line. That's point number one. Point number two of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is that who is the author of our mission? The author of our mission is Rabbi Lazar. Okay. And again, this is a common exercise that we do here in the third parak of Gittin. We see a Mishnah, and we identify who the author of that Mishnah is. I say the third parak, it's also going back to the second parak as well. Okay, so, and again, because this is such a fundamental, critical machlokas throughout Gittin, and the truth of the matter is, it's not just limited to Gittin, as we're going to see, it also applies to other documents as well, but it's fundamental to Gittin, and so therefore, when you see a Mishnah, you have to identify who is the author of the Mishnah. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Mesiris Karte, and Be'in Ksiva L'Shma, and the Ksiva has to be done L'Shma. That's why the Tanakhama tells you that when you write your get, you must leave out the critical information, because the Torah says V'Kasav La, the Sofer can pre-write that information. Because by him pre-writing that information before it's necessary, before it's, you know, this husband and this wife are quote-unquote one and, you know, need the get, so now you did not write L'Shma, you wrote it generically. How did you know the names of the husband and the wife? You did a great job guessing. Whatever the case is. But in other words, the ksiva has to be done l'shma. And according to Rav Elazar, what is ksiva? Ksiva is going to be the actual get itself. But again, when we say get itself, we mean the toref. Tofes is just simply standard formatted template. Okay. I hope you're wondering at this point in time, so what did we just learn in the name of Shmuel? We learned that according to Shmuel, our Mishnah is found like Rav Elazar. That has been a common refrain throughout our Masechta, where Shmuel takes a look at a Mishnah and says, hey, that Mishnah is going like Rav Elazar. At this point in time, I really hope you're wondering, you know, that's a little bit funny. In our Mishnah, the Tanakhama is Rav Elazar. That means if you're following our Mishnah, Tanakhama is Rav Elazar, then the next opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and then the next opinion in the Mishnah is Rav Elazar. That's weird, right? Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, back to Rav Elazar. That normally doesn't work that way. Hold that, that's a good thought, and I'm supporting that thought, and the Gemara later on is going to address that. In the meantime, however, the Gemara is just simply going to now note that Shmuel's been doing this all along, utzricha. Shmuel's necessity to identify all these Mishnahs to be going like Rabbi Lazar, so it's necessary. So if we're just looking at the first Mishnah. Now, over here, Rashi helps us identify, because the Gemara over here is going to be very obscure in terms of which Mishnahs we're referring to. Rashi says that we're going back to the Mishnah about the get mechubar. We're talking about the get that was connected. Remember, a get that was connected, and then after writing the get, you have to detach it. And detachment, we talked about detachment being an intermediary act, which you cannot do between the ksiva and the nesina. So we said that Mishnah is going like Rebbe Lazar. So, and we said over there that what you can do, remember, Chazar would be very helpful over here. But if you remember, the Mishnah says that you can't do that, and then the Mishnah says that if you do it, it's okay. Right? And then what we said, right, perfect. And then what we said is that the proper understanding, this is Shmuel's understanding, proper understanding of that Mishnah is that if you write the toface, then cut it, then write the Taref, so then it would be okay, and the author of that Mishnah is Rebbe Lazar. That was Shmuel's take on that Mishnah. So the Gemara just comments, "E Ashmi Inan, right? E Ashmi Inan Hakamaisa. If I just had that Mishnah by Hehu Dikalukma, Karab Elazar Diktani In Kosvin Viktani Kosvo. So over there, so you had that Sira in the Mishnah, In Kosvin, don't do it. And then the Mishnah says, and then if you do it, and then we had to go ahead and resolve that. And the resolution will be like I just described, that I wrote the Tofes while connected, then I disconnected, and then we wrote the Toref. Good. And the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. Aval Seifa, but when we talk now to the next Mishnah, now the next Mishnah is the Mishnah of HaKol Kosvim. Sorry. HaKol Ksherim Lichtov. Right? We did that Mishnah a couple days ago. So, Diktani Shein Kiyam Aged Ala B'Chosmav. And over there, the Mishnah says that the Kiyam Aged is going to be coming about through the signatures. Ema Rebbe Meir here, Dama Edechasi Mekarte. The easiest way to learn that Mishnah is that Mishnah is going like Rebbe Meir, where what is creating the get? The chasima. That's the signatures. Shmuel has to come in and Shmuel has to say, no, the author of that Mishnah is Rebbe Lazar. What do you mean the signatures? We don't care about the signatures according to Rebbe Lazar. We care about the Ede Mesira. So Rashi here goes on to explain, yeah, typically speaking, you know who the Ede Mesira were? The same people who signed on the document. But when we say that we're Mekayim the get through its Chosmav, what we really mean, what the Mishnah really means is the Ede Mesira, who also happened to be the one signing on the document as well. So those two Mishnayos, Shmuel said, go like Rebbe Lazar. V'yashminan bahi, hahi nami ikalu ukma ka Rebbe Lazar. So like we just got done explaining, that Mishnah could be explained like Rebbe Lazar, like we just did. Avaha, but now when we have our Mishnah, Ema midesefer Rebbe Lazar, he, reshalav Rebbe Lazar tzricha, but over here, you're going to tell me that our Mishnah, today's daf, chavav, today's daf, the Tanakhama is Rebbe Lazar? Well, that's weird. How can the Tanakhama be Rebbe Lazar? And then two opinions later, meaning in our Mishnah, Tanakhama, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Lazar. You're not going to tell me that the Tanakhama is Rebbe Lazar. When the third opinion in the Mishnah is Rebbe Lazar, you're not going to say that. And Shmuel is going to sit there and say, yeah, I'm going to say exactly that. I'm going to tell you that the Tanakhama is Rebbe Lazar. The third opinion in the Mishnah is Rebbe Lazar. In a moment, the Gemara is going to ask that question. How can that be? But right now, Shmuel is just simply going to say, it could be. That's correct. And so I needed Shmuel and all three of those Mishnayos to identify and assign authorship of those Mishnayos to be the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Okay, good. So what do we have right now? Okay, so let's take stock. Let's take a moment to pause. We have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that when it comes to the Sofer, what he can do is he can write according to the Tanakhama. We're still in the Tanakhama. So what you could do is you could write Tofse Gittin. You could write the template, the generic standard text, leave out all the personalized information. Leaving out personalized information includes his name, her name, where they're from, and Hare Ad Mutas Chol Adam. That's also part of the Taref. And then when necessary, when needed, then the husband's going to go to the sofer. Hey, I need a sorry. Hey, I need a get. And the sofer's going to be like, okay, great. And I have one. I have one almost ready. I'll just fill in the Torah. And that all is going to be good. That's so far what we learned. Now, in the Mishnah, there are two other opinions. We'll go back to those opinions a little bit later on. And then the Mishnah said, why all this? Mimnei HaTakana. All this is because what we want to do is that we want to make some sort of takana. The obvious question the Gemara now asks, my takana, what what are we talking about? Short break for a swig. Okay, my takana. So Amar Rav Yonasan Mimnei Takana Sofer, Rebbe Lazar Yida Amar Eide Mesira Karte. Okay, so what we want to do is that the Chachamim allowed the Sofer to do so, and the Chachamim gave them a license to do so. This is a takana. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to be giving three different opinions of what it means. First, the opinion of Rebbe Yonasan. Rebbe Yonasan says the takana is takana Sofer, meaning, who do the rabbis have in mind when they allowed for this? They had in mind the Sofer. Ah. And we'll say like this. In other words, first we're going to say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Lazar. Now, I know Shmuel just told us this, but again, each Amar is entitled to their opinion of who the Tanakhama is. So we know what Shmuel thinks. That's what we just went over. But now Rav Yonasan happens to agree with Shmuel. And in his agreement with Shmuel, he now is going to explain that Mibnei HaTakana means that the Chachamim had the Sofrim in mind. Now, first we're going to say Rebbe Lazar Damari Demisira Karte Uvedin Huda Filotofes Namilo Lichtov Umishim Takana Sofrim Shar Rabbanan. Okay, so it goes like this. Meaning, let's now look at our Mishnah through the lens of Rebbe Lazar. If you're Rebbe Lazar, so what needs to be written Lishma? So the get. Meaning, not the chasima, the get. But when we say the get, what do we really mean? We mean the Torah, if not the Tofes. Oh. But you know what, though? I can easily see that, look, we're writing the get, and he knows that this couple's going to come in for in order to ask for it. You know what? Before they come in, let me just write out the whole get. I'm writing anyway, most of it. Right? 80-90% of it is already being written. I'll write it all out anyway right now. And then when they come in, good, I'll have it ready for them. So, what you could have easily envisioned is the Chachamim making a gzeira, don't write any of it until you were commissioned to do so. That's what you could have imagined. What Rabbi Yonasan says is pshat in our Mishnah is that because of the takana, because the rabbis wanted to be good to the sofrim, meaning they basically said to the sofrim, we trust you. We trust you to the point that you're going to write the tofes, you're not going to write the toreif, and as a result of that, we'll allow you to write the tofes, and we know that you're going to stop short of the toreif. That's the takana as understood by Rabbi Yonasan. Good. That is how you understand the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Yonasan. He happens to agree with Shmuel. Now, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda posa b'chulan, so gazer tofes atu toreif. And gazer shtaros atu gittin. And now we get to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Yehuda's position? Very simple. As understood by Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yehuda's position is, I'm worried. I'm simply worried. Because once we allow the sofer to start writing a document, he's not going to stop. In other words, he'll write it all the way through. And look, when do I really need the sofer to stop? I really need him to stop by a get. And when I really need him to stop by a get, I really mean the Torah, not the Tofes. But once you allow him to do so, so he's going to write all the way through. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore the Chachamim were goes there. Before the Gzera, you can't write the Torah. Before commissioning. That's clear. That's unequivocal. Don't write the Tofes of a get. Okay, that's a Gzera de Rabbanan. You know what? We'll go even a step further. Don't write even the Torah and Tofes of Shar Shtaros. Because once you do that, so then the Sofrim are going to get comfortable with the idea of pre-writing contracts and documents. Okay. So that's Rav Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Lazar Machshit Bekulan, Chutz Megitin Hashem, Tofes, so, Chutz Megitin Hashem, Tofes Atu Toref, Gazer, Shtaros Atu, Gitin Lo Gazer. And then we get to the third opinion of the Mishnah, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and I know this is confusing because the first opinion, even in Rabbi Yonasan's presentation, is Rabbi Lazar. Okay, but the Shita of Rav Elazar, meaning the final Rav Elazar of our Mishnah, is to be understood like this. When it comes to Shar Shtaros, the Chachamim didn't make a Gzera. But when it comes to Gittin, the Chachamim did make a Gzera. So by a get, the Sofer can't pre-write anything. And when it comes to Shar Shtaros, the Sofer can go ahead and pre-write at least a Tofes. Good. And now, wait, one more step. Shenemar v'kasav la. And then, the Mishnah concludes by saying that according to Rabbi Lazar, you know why you can't write it? Because of law. So the Gemara is bothered. Meaning, I'm now trying to wrap my head around the Mishnah. Simple pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says, you know what you can't do? You can't buy a get. You can't write the tofis of a get because the Torah says because of law. Wrong. When the Torah says because of law, it is true it's going on the ksivas a get, but more accurately, it's going on the toreif, not the toface. So how are you understanding the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ela, Ema, Mishum Shenemar V'kasav La Lishma. This is a very subtle point, but this is the way Rashi presents it. Meaning, if the Mishnah would have written, actually the Mishnah does write, right? The Shenemar V'kasav La. I know the Mishnah says that, but don't understand the Mishnah Shenemar. Rather, the proper understanding of the Mishnah is Mishum Shenemar. What it means is as follows, that according to Rav Elazar, again, I'm talking about Rav Elazar, opinion number 3 in the Mishnah. According to Rav Elazar, don't write the toface of a get. But the kasav la is going on the Torah, if not on the toface. True. But because the Torah prohibits you from writing the Torah before being commissioned, so therefore the Chachamin extended it to the toface. Mishum Shenamar, because of the Torah's prohibition of writing the Torah, so therefore the Chachamim extended it to the Tofes. That's how you understand the Mishnah. Okay, it's not a simple reading of the Mishnah, but that's his understanding. Okay, now, finally, after almost finishing up with Rav Yonasan's understanding of the Mishnah, so what do we have? We have Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. So Kashi de Rabbi Elazar, de Rabbi Elazar, Trei Tanai Liba de Rabbi Elazar. Okay, it's not going to be a dynamic answer, but the Gemara asks a simple question. So that means now we're scratching our head. Shita number 1 of the Mishnah Tanakama is Rebbe Lazar, then followed by Rebbe Yehuda, then followed by Rebbe Lazar. And of course, it's weird in of itself to have Rebbe Lazar repeated twice in the Mishnah. It's even stranger that he's expressing not one, but two different opinions in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Okay, it's not elegant, but the Gemara says, trade tonight, Aliba de Rav Elazar. We have two versions of Rav Elazar in terms of what he allows for. Okay, good. Okay, so what do we have? That is one way to see the Mishnah with the Mibnei HaTakana. Okay, so what we have now presented in front of us is one approach to understanding our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is allowing a sofer to pre-write documents. To what extent, to what degree? So we have the Tanakama, who allows for the pre-writing of the Tofes of a Get. We have Rav Yehuda, who does not allow any pre-writing whatsoever for any document, neither Get nor Shar Shtaros. And then we have the Shita Rav Elazar. You can pre-write Shar Shtaros, but you can't pre-write a Get. Okay? And of those three opinions, so then we have Rav Yonah's understanding. What does Mibnei HaTakana mean? Meaning that basically this is an institution favoring the Sofrim, meaning in explanation of the Tanakama. And now, how did you see the Mishnah? The Tanakama is Rav Elazar, then Rabbi Huda, then followed by Rav Elazar. And we just went through how to understand all three of those opinions. Rabbi Shabtai Amar Chizkiah. Here we go now. Approach number two of our Mishnah. I know there's a lot to keep straight over here in today's daf. Hopefully I'm providing organization over here. You have three opinions amongst the Tanaim and the Mishnah, and you have multiple Amoraim in the Gemara giving their view of how to understand the Machlokas HaTanaim. So there's a lot of moving parts to today's daf. Rabbi Shabtai Amar Chizkia Mishum Kitata. No. The Mibnei HaTakana is not a, it was not a consideration for Sofrim. It's not because they don't care about the Sofrim, but that's not what is driving the Mishnah, or specifically the Tanakam of the Mishnah. What we're worried about over here is Kitata. We're worried about instigating and promoting fighting amongst husband and wife. Rabbi Meir, he Damar Edich Hasimikarte. And who is the author of their Mishnah? The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Now, if the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, meaning when I say our Mishnah, I really mean the Tanakama. Good. So what does that mean? Okay. A sofer, can he pre-write again according to Rabbi Meir? Sure. No problem. Again, what Rabbi Meir says, when the Torah, when Rabbi Meir sees the Torah, the cost of law, and he has to write it for her. What does he have to write for her? That's going on the chasima. It's going on the signatures. Everything prior to the chasima, that's all prep work. In other words, if a sofer, this is weird, but according to Rav Meir, this all would be correct. If, let's say, the sofer heard his neighbors fighting all the time. Okay. Divorce, I know this is not a laughing matter. Okay. And I always run the risk, and when learning Gittin, of not taking this seriously. Okay. So, okay, impending divorce coming up. So you know what? I'm gonna write everything out. Good. And they're gonna thank me. Okay. And I'll make a buck. Okay, so so now, according to our mayor, you could do all that. Because we have no problem. We didn't violate the Torah's requirement of the Kos of Law, because Kos of Law is going on the Chasima. We didn't have witnesses signing on the document. So right now, all that can be done. What the Chachamim then said is, you know what? We're going to legislate. Because if people do that, all you're going to do basically is you're going to be promoting divorce. And we don't want that. In other words, we want reconciliation. We want husband and wife to try to work it out. Let's not make it so easy. So we're going to see all that inside. So let's start again from Rabbi Shabtai. Rabbi Shabtai, Amar Chizkia Mishum Kitata. And Rabbi Meir, Yidamar Yidichasi Mekarte. So the Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. And you could write everything. You could write Tofes. You could write Toref. Vizimn de Shamalei. Sofer, sorry about the coughing. Vizimn de Shamalei le Sofer de Kaksiv. Visavra I Kamarle. I'm sorry, Ihu Kamarle. Now she's going to be hearing the Sofer. In other words, the Sofer is not only writing, but he's saying over the words as he's writing it. And she's going to overhear the Sofer, hey, this man is divorcing this woman. But he's not just saying man, woman. He's adding names to it. And she hears her name being written. And she's going to think, understandably, right? This is a sitcom gone very wrong. She's going to think that this was commissioned by the husband. So, vahavale ketata ba'adei. And obviously now that she thinks that her husband commissioned this man to write a divorce, so the fighting is going to increase exponentially. The Chachamim didn't want that. Okay. That is now a second pshat. Now, the Gemara doesn't follow through with the rest of the Mishnah, meaning because that this pshat is a little bit smoother in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama's Rebbe Meir, then you have Rebbe Yehuda, then we have Rebbe Lazar. Like, in other words, it kind of, it just fits a little bit better. Okay. That is approach number two of our Mishnah. And now approach number three, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi Mishum Takanas Agunos. Now, a third way to understand Mishum Takana is the Takana of Aguna. We don't want a woman to be an Aguna. We don't want her to be stuck, chained. Now, even as we say that in the Mishnah, how does that work exactly? Okay, so over here it gets a little bit tricky. So Amri La Rebbe Meir, Amri La Rebbe Lazar. Okay, so even in this pshat, this third pshat of our Mishnah, Mishum HaTakana, it's the Takana Sagunos, so you could actually say it over one of two different ways. And by the way, two diametrically opposed ways, meaning we could either go like Rebbe Meir, we could go like Rebbe Lazar. Let's start off with Rebbe Meir. Amri La Rebbe Meir, Amri Dechasima Karte, so we'll start with Rebbe Meir. Really, Dechasima Karte, Vedinu Dafilo Torf Nami Lichtav. And again, what does that give the sofer license to do? Sofer can write the entire get, including personalized information. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to be in the middle of a fight. And he's going to be really upset. And the get was already all written up. So, now what he's going to do is he's going to take the get and he's going to throw it in her direction. And Uma'agina Mosavla. And leave her in a state of being divorced. In other words, and it was all of a sudden, and she will be without a husband. Now, mind you, by the way, this took me a while to wrap my head around, because whenever I see the word aguna, what we normally mean throughout Shas is that she is married and she can't extricate herself from that situation. Over here, the word aguna in this context, right? I don't know if there's any other precedent for this, but in this particular context means it a little bit differently. Aguna over here just simply means that she's not a marriage status and no one's there to take care of her. Okay. It's a little bit different. Anyway, but the mipneha aguna is that we don't want a woman to be in a non-married status. And if the get is so readily available, so what's going to happen is that the husband's going to use it way too prematurely, without trying to resuscitate the marriage. Okay, that's one way to understand Mishum Takana Sagunos. We can go in the other direction as well. Amri La Rebbe Lazar Damar Edim Misiri Karte. Really, we're going to say Takana Sagunos, but within the framework of Rebbe Lazar. Uvedinu Dafilu Tofetz Nami Lo Lichtov. And really, the truth of the matter is that what? According to Rebbe Lazar, don't write the Toreif and don't write the Tofetz. And Vizimnan Dabai Lamezel Medina Sayam Velishkech Safra Veshavik Levazel. But then what he's going to do is he's going to go on a long trip. And back then the minhag was is that when the husband went on a long trip and it was perilous, so he would write a get for his wife in the event that he doesn't come back. But over here now, if we don't allow the sofer to write Toref and Tofes, so then it's going to take time. You know what? I'll be fine. Don't worry. Right? And I'm not going to write you any kind of security get. So by allowing the sofer to write the Tofes, which again, according to Rebbe Lazar, technically you can do. So then, so then the husband will be much more inclined to go ahead and write for his wife security gittin, insurance gittin, in the event that he goes away. And if he doesn't write the insurance get before he goes away, then his wife is subject to becoming an aguna. Okay. So, what do we have in front of us over here? That is not the end of the daf, but that's basically the end of the entire sugya. What we have over here is a three-way machlokas in our Mishnah of what is the sofer allowed to pre-write, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Elazar, and then the Gemara is an explanation of the Tanakhama. You know, you can pre-write the Tofes. You know why? Mimnei HaTakana. And we have now in our Gemara three different explanations of what Mimnei HaTakana means. Either Mimnei HaTakana is the Takana Sofrim. Really, it's an institution that favors the Sofrim. Right, giving them a break, so to say. Alternatively, takana is going on mishum ketata, meaning that the takana is that we don't want to incite fighting between husband and wife. Alternatively, it's mishum agunos. In other words, we don't want the wife to be left stranded. And then, right, just to fill in the final detail, and then within each one of those pshatim, you also have to respond to, and who is the Tanakhama? And according to the first pshat, Mishum Takana Sasofrim, the Tanakhama is Rebbe Lazar, which then, of course, is strange. Rav Elazar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar. Okay. Gemara acknowledges that. If I go with Takanas Katata, the Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. And if I go with Takanas Agunos, it can go in one of two ways. Either the Tanakama is Rabbi Elazar or the Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. Okay. I recognize the fact that that was just a lot of information and a lot to process. And it may require a second or third go through. Maybe even a fourth. Okay. Makam Azman. Let's finish up today's daf. Kapasik Vitani. Loshna. And assume Loshna and Arison. Now, when writing the date, so we're not going to differentiate between whether we're dating it Lagabe Arison or Lagabe Nisuin. And Bishlama Min Nisuin. Bein Laman Dami Mishum Basachoso. Ika. Bein Laman Dami Mishum Pere Ika. So now dating your get going all the way, dating your get going back to the time of Nisuin, meaning they went through both stages of marriage, Eris and Nisuin. So this is the Gemara that we did back in Daf Yud Zion, right? That is now just about 10 days ago in the Daf. So we learned about Zman and why do we date the document? And there are two concerns. Number one, cover up. That's the Basa Choso. In other words, she committed adultery, but it happens to also be your niece, you're married to your niece. And you don't want her to die and you don't want her to be executed. So you're going to write her a dateless divorce. and then when she'll go to Beis Din and they'll accuse her of adultery. She say, I was divorced at the time. Here's the get. And there's no date on it. And it's a cover up. And in order to prevent the cover up, so therefore a legislation to have the date being written on it. That's Basel Choso. Alternatively, Peros. In other words, to protect her, she has her Nichsei Malug. Her nichse malug, the peros belong to the husband while they're married, but after they're divorced, so now she gets to keep the peros of the nichse malug. And if you properly date the get, now we know exactly when he loses entitlements to the peros. So all that I understand if the get is written post nisuin. But Ella, mina erisin. But what if the get is written post erisin? In other words, after erisin, if they want to terminate the marriage, they can't just simply say, they have to write a get. In other words, Erisin is marriage. It's the first stage of marriage, but it's marriage. They're husband and wife. And now you're writing a get post-Erisin. So you have to write the date. And from our mission, it sounds like you do, because our mission doesn't differentiate between Erisin and Nisuin. So, Ella, mina Erisin, Bishal, Lamanda Amar, Mishum, Basa, Choso, Ika, Lamanda Amar, Mishum, Pere, Sa'arusa, Misle, Pere. I don't understand if the whole reason of dating has to do with Peros. There are no Peros to the Arusa. So Amar of Amar Hamilsa Shamas Minei Deula the Amar Mishum Takanas Vlad Velo Yadina My Nehu. So he said, I heard of another consideration. That's Takanas Vlad, and quite frankly, I didn't know what he was talking about. Kevin to Shamisa Lahad Detanya Amar Kasvul Get La Arusa Si Lecha Shech Nesena Argashenu Eino Get. So the Gemara quotes over here a Brisa. Brisa describes really bizarre. Right, if you don't mind me saying, a dysfunctional situation in which he's going to marry a girl, but he's telling the sofer, go ahead and write me a get. After I marry her, I'm going to divorce her. So such a get is a puzzle get. So why? So time, Xera Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Levna. Because look, in other words, the get goes all the way back to before he was with her. And that means to say that when people now look at, and let's say a baby resulted from this marriage, so now when people look back retroactively at the age of the baby and the time that the get was given, so that means to say that the baby was born out of wedlock. Mind you, in this particular scenario, the baby is not a mamzer. In other words, the baby was just simply born out of wedlock, but still, Rashi describes it as being a pegam hamishpacha. It's not good. In other words, it's just not good. That's not good etiquette. That's the nicest way I could say it. It's not good. Right, for lack of better terminology, right now, pasnished. Okay, so gzera shema yomer gita kodem levna. Same thing over here. In other words, the dating of the document is necessary even when it comes to kiddushin. So because we don't want to say that the get came before the child. Okay, amar bizera amar rabbi abba barshila amar rav amnuna saba amar rav adar baava amar rav alachi kareb lazar. And Kari Rav Allah de Rav Elazar Tuvin and Chakima, the Gemara says, Halach is like Rav Elazar of our Mishnah. So, the Gemara immediately asks, V'afilu B'shar Shtar Znami. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. Now again, what do we learn in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar? So you're allowed to pre-write documents. But that was by Sharshtaros. By get, you can't pre-write it because again, by get, what do we have? The requirement of Lishma. The requirement of Vikasav Law. And Vikasav Law requires me to write the get. And I know that we're talking specifically about the Toreif. But by Sharshtaros, you're allowed to pre-write. The Amar Apapi Mishmei de Rava Haya Shrasa de Dayana de Mechtevei Mikam de Lissa Esade Achasimus Yadayu Psula. What about a basin that authenticated and wrote their notary note on the document that these signatures are in fact authentic, and they wrote it before the actual authentication? So it's Psula. Ama Mechse Keshikra Hachanami Mechse Keshikra. You can't authenticate a document prior to your actual authentication. And if you do so you're putting the cart before the horse, but it looks like sheker, and therefore it's pasul. So too over here, if I pre-write a document before I need it, so isn't it mechzek sheker v'leisa? The Gemara says, although I can hear that being a concern, the Gemara says I just reject that altogether. Kid Rav Nachman, Damer Rav Nachman, Omer Hayah Rebbe Meir, afilu masa ba'ashpa, and chasmo. Picking a get out of the garbage, right, and signing it, Rav Meir would be fine with it. Because again, according to Rav Meir, what does the Torah say? When the Torah says because of law, that's going on the chasima, that's fine. And Rabbi Lazar, who of course argues, but only argues by get, because by get, there's this requirement of the kasav, which has to go on the ksiva. What neither of them are worried about is Mechzei Keshikra. Mechzei Keshikra is just simply not a concern. It's not a halachic concern. And the Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shtar Shalavabo, Uparo, Enochoz, Velavabo, Shekvar, Nimcha, Shibudo. You can't recycle a note. You write an IOU, right, and the regular standard note of indebtedness, so you cannot recycle it. Why? Because once you use it, so it's like, right, funny analogy, it's like shooting a gun. In other words, they're right, that's it. In other words, there's only one bullet, that's it. There's no longer, I'm saying this by way of analogy, there are no longer any bullets in the gun. So it can only be used once. Kshekvar nimchal shibudo. Now time is the nimchal shibudo. Aval mishum kshekra lo chayshinan. Meaning, over there, only because of the exhausted shibud can I not recycle a note. What is not a concern? What's not a concern is mechzei kshekra. Mechzei kshekra is just simply not a halachic concern. Okay, so the Gemara's conclusion, that's it, that's our daf. The Gemara's conclusion is that we do paschal like Rav Elazar by Sharshtaros. You can pre-write Sharshtaros. Again, I alluded to this earlier, but this now becomes a very critical point. When we say now the Gemara's conclusion is that we follow like Rav Elazar by Sharshtaros, I can pre-write Sharshtaros, does that mean I can pre-write the tofes of Sharshtaros? Or does that mean I can even pre-write the toref of Sharshtaros? Rashi, back in the Mishnah, take a look. I didn't read inside, but Rashi back in the Mishnah says that even according to Rav Elazar, the only thing I could do is pre-write the tofes, not the toref. Tosfos on the Amud Aleph of today's daf, so he disagrees. Tosfos writes over here. I'm not going to read inside. Tosfos writes that the Rav Elazar's allowance by Sharshtaros is you can pre-write everything, both the tofes and the toref. And after having heard the end of the Gemara today, actually, I mean, Tosfos makes this point. This is not an original point. Kind of makes sense. Because the Gemara says, what am I not worried about? Mechzei Keshikra. Gemara says, I'm not worried about that. If you're not worried about Mechzei Keshikra, what does that mean? It means that all the information is there on the document. It just happens to be, he wasn't commissioned to write it yet. It looks fictitious. Gemara says, not a concern. Meaning, when we need it, we'll use it. Certainly sounds like Tosfos, not like Rashi. Anyway, I kind of takes us to the end of today's daf. Everyone have a great day. Yeah.